In Africa, some newly discovered fossils offer clues to bizarre creatures that roamed the Earth more than 20 million years ago. Writing in the journal Nature, scientists describe a trove of fossils that suggest the evolution of today's African animals. Here's NPR's Richard Harris.
Africa is full of such unique animal forms, it seems like a wellspring of life. But it turns out many of those animals are actually immigrants. For example, the ancestors of giraffes, lions, zebras, rhinos, and gazelles actually come from Europe and Asia. The big influx started about 24 million years ago when Africa bumped up against Europe thanks to continental drift. John Kappelman at the University of Texas in Austin says before that, Africa, which at the time was attached to Arabia, was filled with all sorts of other large animals unfamiliar to us today.
The question was, what happened to these primitive forms? Did they go extinct? So these new immigrants who arrived at 24 million simply waltzed into a bunch of empty niches? Was there competition? Did the mammals of Afro-Arabia continue to evolve?
Paleontologists couldn't answer these questions because there was a huge gap in Africa's fossil record. But Kappelman and a bunch of his colleagues have unearthed a cache of fossils from that mysterious time in an unexpected Ethiopian landscape.
We're working very small stream and gully cuts in between agricultural fields of teff and sorghum and lots of the boys and girls out herding their cows. So it's not the typical sort of badlands set of exposures that comes to mind with most paleontological field work.
These ordinary gullies are yielding impressive fossils. Consider the Arsinothere. It looks a bit like a 7-foot-tall rhino, only with two thick horns coming out of its forehead, bending left and right.
If this animal was still around today, it would be the central attraction at all of our zoos.
But after achieving this striking form, Arsinotheres failed to make the cut, evolutionarily speaking.
We have some baby Arsinotheres as well, and when you hold the mandibles of these babies, their jawbone, in your hands, and look at their erupting teeth in the same way that human children erupt their teeth, that you realize that these were the last of this lineage, the very last of these Arsinotheres to ever walk the earth.
The fossils of Chilga, Ethiopia, also tell the story of a familiar African animal that did evolve on that continent, the elephant. Expedition member William Sanders from the University of Michigan was especially excited to come across puny progenitors of these pachyderms.
You probably would think it was something out of Dr. Seuss. You would probably say, that's a bizarre thing that looks like an elephant, but I can't quite place it.
These animals were sized more like Texas longhorns, but Sanders says they were clearly working their way up to full elephanthood. These fossils show that elephant evolution took place gradually during the time that Africa was isolated from Europe and its would-be interlopers.
At one time, we thought that their evolution was tied to this invasion from Europe and Asia, but now we can see at Chilga that it preceded it and was an independent event.
In fact, elephant relatives eventually headed out of Africa. Think of woolly mammoths in America and Siberia, and Indian elephants. All these big bones and big teeth tell big stories, but John Kappelman says there's still a lot to learn from Chilga. In the coming field season, researchers will focus on some spectacular plant fossils captured by a volcanic eruption 27 million years ago.
Some of these forests we discovered just this last year, and they're just spectacular, with some of the trees still rooted in growth position, approaching 2 meters in diameter, and the stumps still standing 10 to 12 feet in height.
He suspects the plants of Chilga will also have a dramatic story to tell. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.
To learn more about early mammals, go to our website at npr.org.